And this year, I just pray that God will continue to mold us into something extraordinary for Him. Among exercising and losing weight being one of my resolutions, and I will be on task for the whole year this year. The other thing is I also made a resolution this year to do some more hiking, especially since my wife gave me a walking stick, which at my age, I need one. But I like hiking. And I remember when I was young, and my good friend Kenny Snyder and I would hike endlessly into the woods. Just loved it. And the journey was at first pretty scary. There were hills to climb and rocks to overcome. Yet it was awesome at the same time. How many hikers are here? A few? What an awesome experience to walk in the woods and come across some critters, a deer, occasionally a deer or a raccoon or a rabbit. And to look at the trees. I was a Boy Scout back then. I used to remember, the leaves of an aspen, a quaking aspen or oak or maple. And it was just so much fun pointing those out, just me and my friend. And then we would finally climb to the top of a particular mountain. Now, you got to remember, Pennsylvania mountains are not that rocky, but the views from the mountains are really, really beautiful. And so it's those times in which you finally come to a destination on your hike, and you're on a mountaintop, and you're looking over towns, and you're looking over streams, and it's just such a pleasant experience. I also remember picking raspberries and blueberries and strawberries and sour grapes. And occasionally we would encounter a sour apple tree and eat too many of those many times. Just grapes. And everything that would sustain us would be in those woods, everything. Occasionally, I would come across a tea berry plant. Does anybody know what a tea berry plant is? Have you tasted the taste of tea berry? It has its own particular flavor, good flavor. There's some tea berry gum, tea berry ice cream. And in the woods, it was so exciting to find a little plant. Underneath of it would be one or two tea berries that would refresh you. And it was just so much fun. Gosh, those whole woods, we could stay there forever. And certainly we know that all of our needs were provided, including water and food. And the trip was always fun. It was always satisfying. And Kenny and I would observe the beauty that God created. And on this journey, we would take the time to ask one another questions. 11 and 12, the questions you usually ask about families, about games, about friends, and yes, about girls. We talked about girls. But the other thing we talked about was God. We took that journey. We talked about God. You see, Kenny grew up in a independent Bible church, and Kenny had like a 8 or 9 year pin, meaning that he'd never missed Sunday school for 8 or 9 years and knew a wealth of scripture, and it was just fun to be with him as he would quote this scripture and we would reflect on it. Sometimes we would take the trail more than once because we enjoyed it so much. And you think we would get bored, but we never did. It was the excitement of the journey that was still there, and we were refreshed remembering the things that we had seen the last time and occasionally seeing something new. Something new and something fresh, something that we've never seen before. And why do I bring this up? Because we're going to take or talk about taking a spiritual journey together, which is quite similar to this journey that I would take with my friend Kenny Snyder many years ago. A spiritual journey is scary at first for those who are new to the faith. It is. But to some of us, it will be a trail we've been on before, and a trail that's refreshing. And hopefully we'll see new things that we never saw before, and once again, have a mountaintop experience. This great thing about a journey is that once you've made the trip, you have the ability to show others and the way and point things out to them. I'm sure you would love to take us with you to Arroyo and show us all the things that you've seen hiking. And you're familiar with it. You could take us to wonderful places and new sites. And maybe we'll see a moose, right? Yeah. Well, that's what happens when we go on a journey that's enjoyable. We want to take people with us. Our scripture reading comes from Psalms 98, 1 through 2. And this is pertinent to our journey in 2011. Because I think God has a new thing for us, a new song for us, and a new time for us. And before we read Psalm 98, 1 through 2, I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, it's time to go on a new journey with God. I want you to do that. It's time to go on a new journey with God. Amen. Amen. Good idea. I'm going to do something I don't usually do, and that's ask you to read with me Psalm 98, verses 1 through 2. We're reading out of the NIV Bible. So here we go. You ready? Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. Amen. And I believe with all my heart that God will continue to do marvelous things here in this new year. Such marvelous things that we will sing a new song. No old songs, just a new songs of seeing what he's done in this church and in this area. I say that because some of the praises that we've had is that God put together a Christmas Eve service for us that we had nothing, nobody scheduled. And by the time we had candlelight service, we had two of the best professionals in the town singing and playing for us, as well as people that stepped forward to do the service. We had nothing for the lock-in. We tried to get people to talk, and wouldn't you know it, nothing happened. I had a blank piece of paper, and in the last minute, I asked two good friends with a powerful testimony to come and speak to the teens. And wouldn't you know it, that they both said yes, and God provided for all of our needs. That's a marvelous thing that God does for us. And that's a marvelous thing that he's going to do for us in 2011 if we are faithful and if we're ready to take this journey. So with that, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you so much. As we talk about a journey, I pray, Lord, that you will help us understand the necessity for it and the urgency for us to get back to our first love, to be established in the faith one more time, to take that long walk with you to establish the foundations of our faith. Dear Lord, more than anything, I ask that you will use me as your vessel, that you will clear my mind of any distraction and have me focus on your word and on your people. So with that, Lord, I just pray that you will bless this time together, this time of fellowship, and this time of being before you. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, and all God's people said, amen. Hiking is not necessarily fun. Have any of you gone on a nature walk with a group of people? Have you? And what was that like? Pretty interesting, huh? You go on a nature walk with a lot of people, and sometimes not everybody walks in the same directions. Some seem to want to take their own trails. And what's sad is they miss most of the things that the guide or the ranger has pointed out. They miss the expertise of that leader. And some, to the frustration of all, get lost and they interrupt the journey. Just interrupt the journey and certainly the time available. I also notice that that's the same with the body of believers. That sometimes life interrupts us and we take a trail to the left and to the right and not be focused on our guide and on our leader to take us to a higher plane. We run on bunny trails and we get distracted and confusion follow. Some people say one thing and you interpret it in a different way. This is not a true story, but I'll use Ginger and I in this story anyways. But Ginger and I were in a restaurant and I was so hungry to eat for the day, and the waitress came up and said to me, soup or salad? And the soup or salad, boy, that's exciting. I'll take it. I thought maybe I was envisioning this huge salad, you know, sort of like a chef salad with cheese and ham and all that. And I said, I said, yes. And Ginger nudged me and said, it's not a yes or no question. I said, what do you mean? She's not asking you if you want a soup or salad. She's asking you, do you want soup or salad? I knew you got that long ago, but that's the way we take bunny trails. We misinterpret because we're not following the interpreter. And sometimes my wife and I are not on the same page. Maybe it's our age. Maybe we just don't listen. I'll start down this road and then I'll change gears. And of course I put her on this road, but I'm over here and we just don't match up. Anybody here have that experience? Yeah, it happens. It gets worse with age. It really, really does. But you know, when you're on the same page, and when you're on the trail that God has mapped out for you, we get challenged, we get tested, and we get excited. And yes, occasionally we have a mountaintop experience together. And more than anything, there is intimacy if you take somebody with you on that trail. Because you can point out all the things that God has shown you. And after the trip has ended, we get so excited to lead people, other people on that trail over and over again. Now, why am I going here? I'm going here because I've been crying out to God for this church as far as what's next. I know I wanted to do one-on-one discipling, and I just found out that not many people stepped up, and not only that, I don't have the resources and the time to spend with everybody in our congregation. And number two, I wanted to get ahead in sermon series. I wanted to know what I was talking about before Saturday night. I wanted God to give me a solid series to take a spiritual journey for myself and for the congregation. And so that's when he introduced me to a book called A 90-Day Journey for New Christians by Lawrence Kimbrough. Anybody familiar with that book? Good, because you will be. I found it extremely easy read, yet it's deep and complex enough to challenge and enlarge our hearts. It's a journey I would like us all to take at the same time. So as a church, we're headed in the same direction. So that we're not taking bunny trails, that we're established in our faith. That one day, not only will we all be established, we will all be able to lead others on that exact same trail. So for the new year, I am going to invite you to take this 90-day journey with me. A journey where we can share our thoughts and hearts. It's not for just one person. It's a journey where we should share it with one another. And I sincerely pray, I really do pray, that this journey will help us grow by reviewing again who God is, as well as reviewing the basics of our faith and the basics of our Christian walk. Does anybody here want to do that? Does anybody want to do that? I know I do. I know that sometimes I lose my first love. Revelation says you do everything right, but guess what? you lose your first love. And if a church loses its first love, it's just going through the motions. And there's nothing deep. And it can't change lives. And the life of the church will never change. Why is this important? Let me tell you why. I'm glad you asked. Why is this important? I've listed four reasons of the importance that we start hiking this trail. So let's go down through your notes, and let's talk about getting on the same page on this spiritual walk. Why do we want to go deeper and go on this spiritual journey? Well, number one is to enhance our personal walk. Some here are mature Christians. Some are new Christians. New Christians that say, I don't know how to do this stuff. I don't know the basics of my faith. This is going to be some hike for me because it's going to challenge me. I'm going to climb hills I've never climbed before. I'm going to have to toss away habits that I really like, and I'm going to have to renew myself. Paul says in Colossians, we continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, grown in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. Wow. How many here wants to do God's will? It's time we increase or enhance our personal walk and do more time talking with Him. It's time that we listen to Paul's prayer, which he says that we will know His will and that God will give us the power to live it out. Isn't that great? Know His will and the power to live it out. And that if we enhance our personal walk by being in tune with the Holy Spirit, being focused, being on that path, we will be given the wisdom and understanding necessary to walk worthy of our personal calling and to please God. I like that. Of our personal calling and please God. It's time to make the hike for that personal calling. And there's good things that come out of it. Because Paul said, we'll bear fruit. What does it mean to bear fruit? We will look sweet to people. Maybe we need to do that once in a while, huh? We will have that sweet aroma. We will bear fruit by being used by God to change a life or change a situation or change our lives. And we will grow in the knowledge of God. Not only are we nourished on the path, like I told you, with strawberries and blueberries, but we can be used to nourish others when we take them on the same path. And not only that, it says in the scripture, we get strengthened and have more endurance and patience. More endurance and patience. Those of us that have hiked almost feel like we're going to die at the end. But guess what? The second hike gets easier. And the third hike gets better. And the fourth hike is a great adventure and so much fun. So much fun. So it's important that we get on the same page, that we follow a spiritual path just to enhance our personal walk. It's for us to strengthen us and gives us endurance. And guess what else it gives us? And have great patience. How many here want patience? Yeah, we all do. I'll just give you a hint. Don't pray for it, because God will test us. But we all want patience. And taking that spiritual walk will give us endurance and patience, knowing that He's waiting to get us to the top for that mountaintop experience. Number two, why would we want to take this 90-day journey? It's to refresh our basic beliefs. When you read this 90-day journey book, all of us are going to say, wow, I know that. But it will go one step further when we read it, and we'll go, wow, I forgot that. I remember that. So it will refresh our basic beliefs. Look what Peter writes in 2 Peter. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside as our Lord Jesus Christ had made clear to me. So to some, this journey will be one that we've taken before because we know these basic truths and are firmly established. But Peter notes that it is right to take this journey again. It is right to refresh our memories of our biblical foundations and the foundations of our faith. And as I read the journey, which everybody here will get a copy of, I was personally refreshed and renewed. Even though I had learned this and I know it theologically, I knew the hike, I've taken the hike, but I remember in my heart, and it's refreshing. Ever read something that you go, wow, this is refreshing, I've read it before? Oswald Chambers does that to me when I can figure him out. And you read something, you go, wow. Well, I'm hoping this 90-day journey will do the same thing. That you look at it and you go, oh, thanks for reminding me again, God, who you are. Thanks for putting the scriptures in this order so that, again, it fills me up. And what is satisfying is that the scripture, is that this book is scripture laden. And it's a 1-minute devotional study. Two pages, one page is a scripture, and one page is a reflection. And it's satisfying just like a cold drink of water on a very hot day in the middle of that hike going up the hill. And you just sit back and you let God talk to you and you take that sip and you go, I'm ready to get back up, I'm ready to face the next day. Number three, we get on the same page and we take the journey together to firm the foundations of our faith. Paul says, so then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. I remember one of the things I really loved. Is in Pennsylvania, we have big deciduous trees, oaks and maples. I remember looking at some of these big oaks and maples and wondering, how in the world do they ever stand up? How in the world do they ever take the winds and the snows? Until I looked where I walked, and 20 feet away from the tree, I noticed I was standing on the tree's roots. The reason the tree stood is because the roots were deep and they were long. And they just reached out to the forest. And it certainly is with the case with us living our Christian lives. It's important for us to have firm foundations. It's important to us that we are deeply rooted and planted. If we're not deeply rooted and planted, if we're just surfacing, what's the wind going to do to us? It's going to topple us. What happens when adversaries come against us? Well, we're so weak, we have nothing to sustain us, and we'll fall over. This journey, this book, will help you develop roots if you are a new Christian, or help you continue to grow deeper and further if you're a mature Christian. But, you know, without these roots, we cannot successfully grow nor stand for very long. Now, why did Paul write this to the Colossians or to those in Colossae? Why did he write? Because worldview was coming at them. Because culture was coming at them. Because those that were not Christians were coming at them. And Paul was afraid they'd be taken captive because their foundations weren't deeply rooted. And we know that if we're not deeply rooted, there will be others that will come against us. Other religions, other people, other cultures. You know, it's kind of funny. My belief is that the Bible is supposed to set the culture and guide the culture. But in today's day and age, it's the culture that guides the churches. Have you noticed that? Instead of the church and biblical principles guiding the culture, it's a culture that changes the basic principles of the church. So it's important to firm the foundations of our faith. And certainly last, and most importantly, I think, is that if we stay on task, if we stay on the same page, if we take this journey, it will enable us to be fishers of men. Paul says this, our hope is that as your faith continues to grow, our sphere of activity among you will greatly expand so that we can preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. I like that. The regions beyond you. And here's a point that Paul is making here. It's Paul's hope and my hope for us that as we take this journey, that our faith continues to grow. And from that growth comes a zeal to be active in both our church community and our local community. And that we will be able to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, in regions beyond us. That's what Paul is saying here. That's his hope. That's my hope as a church body, that we can influence people beyond regions beyond us, to influence individuals not here in Calumet, but in Copper Harbor and Mohawk and Lake Linden and Dollar Bay and Houghton and Hancock and Lance and Barriga. How many people want that? I know I do. How many others want that? That we can extend our borders to where these guys are. Ironwood. Ashland. Ironwood, right. I want to stop here and say that Derek's been involved in a program we have here, and he's going to take that program to Ashland. That's extending our borders from a Bible study that we have here. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? Pretty awesome. But here are the facts. You need to know this. We will not be able to grow a church unless we ourselves grow first in the foundations of our faith and spiritual walk with God. Do I hear amen on that? Here's what Gene Getz says. It's only as we, as a body of Christians, grow together in Jesus Christ that we will truly reflect faith, hope, and love. You get that? It's only as we, as a body of Christians, grow together. As we grow together in this journey, we have the opportunity then to reflect faith, hope, and love. You know, isn't it great that we're reflectors? We don't have to be givers, we're reflectors. That we become who God makes us to be and wants us to be, and we just reflect that. I kind of like that. I kind of like reflecting God rather than trying to be God. Anybody here try to be God? Yeah, once in a while. But that's the difference, that we can reflect what he's poured into us. That it hits us and we understand it and we reflect it to others. Okay, so here's a challenge. For all those I call Grace Christian Fellowship their home, or those from the Phoenix House too, I want you to take a book that we have back there. Again, it is called A Journey. Is that what it's called? A Journey?
1 minute Bible.
1 minute Bible Journey. Yeah, it's a 90-day journey. And I want you all to take a book with you when you leave. And starting tomorrow, I want you to start reading a devotion a day. How many of you can give up 1 minute for God? Okay, then we got it made. We got it made. And then, as I said before, every Sunday I will speak on the main topic of each section. There's nine sections with 10 devotionals in it. So here are the guidelines for you. The 90-day journey. Okay. Number one. Partner up with a church member committed to reading through the book with you. And yes, spouses are good. If there's no battle, spouses are good. But it's great for spouses to get on the same page together, because what a journey that will be. As I said before, it's a devotional, so use it as a daily devotional. Next point is ask questions of one another as you reflect on the scripture. You know, this is very scripture-based. Like I say, 50% of it's scripture, 50% is reflection. So I'm not giving you anything that's of a man's mind. It is the scripture. It is a follow-up with application. And if you have any questions of it, call the pastor. That's me. At least today it is. So call the pastor. Take lots of notes. If it hits you, it's like taking that hike. When you see a tea berry plant, look under it. Pick the good stuff. Read deeper if you want to. Take notes on it. I want you to savor and enjoy this book. If it's a burden to you, don't do it. Nobody wants to take somebody on a hike if they're just going to play in the weeds and do their own thing. Let's savor it. Let's take our time. Let's share it with others. Let's enjoy it. And I guarantee you, you'll be blessed. And we will be blessed as a church and a congregation. I don't know what God has for us in 2011. All I know is that it's going to be good. There hasn't been a year here that we haven't seen God do marvelous things, and we haven't been able to sing a new song each and every year. And I hope God will put us on the same path, the same trail, the same journey, and grow us up so that we can enlarge ourselves and move beyond this region. And with Him as our guide, I hope, can sing a song of unity and harmony, knowing this Jesus that we love so much, and knowing that He walks with us each and every day, and knowing that as He walks with us, we grow and we can take other people along and have Him walk with more than just one. So with that, are you up for the challenge? Up for the challenge? The books are here, bought and paid for. So just take one on your way out. And let's start this. Let's start off the year wanting to know more about God and wanting Him to use us in the most powerful way beyond our regions. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to You and we just lift our hearts to You. We know to some that this hike's going to be kind of difficult. Never been there before, and there are mountains to climb, rocks to stumble over. But we also know, Lord, that a walk with You is a walk of endurance and patience and a walk of enrichment, a walk where in the final end You give us those mountaintop experiences, things that we've never seen You do before. So with that, Lord, I pray for this congregation. I pray for those of the Phoenix House and anybody new today that they take this walk with us, that it'll be powerful in our lives and be a life changer. Help us, Lord, to continue to take this journey with You, to be before You each and every day. So I lift us up to You, Lord, with just great excitement and anticipation. Just tell us, Lord, please take us to lands unknown. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and all those hikers said,